In Farm and Ranch headlines, growers have had a roll with the punches this year when it comes to drought issues and well problems. Tulare County farmer Jerry Silva said he was definitely going to grow alfalfa this year because of its flexibility and drought tolerance.
It's pretty resilient. Alfalfa, you can skip. I have one particular field that I will skip watering this month just because I won't have the water, and it will make it through fine. If you do it over a period of time, yeah, it will eventually die out, but you can get away with skipping, skipping once, and we really won't have a choice. So, but I think I'll make it through just by skipping one time.
Silva said he's relying on his alfalfa yield to carry him through this challenging year.
The commodity prices for the alfalfa and the corn are high, so they're good. It'll keep us from losing a lot of money. You know, we won't lose very much because the price is high enough if we don't have to lay out too much and if we don't lose too much.
There is one added benefit of all this dry weather, however. Silva said they were able to harvest earlier and longer, increasing his overall yield on a crop that is paying off.
You might get an extra cutting if you have the water. You might get an extra cutting because of the drought. We got an early cutting this year. You might get a late cutting. We'll get August and September, no problem. And if the weather stays dry, we'll get October. And there's been years that we've gotten November. Just depends what happens with the weather.
Of course, like any other farmer, Silva would welcome rain with open arms. Some forecasters are suggesting a change in weather patterns for this next year, and that would end the added yield for a profitable crop.
They keep talking about El Nino maybe for the fall, and that'll be something to see if it ever happens. But it starts raining, alfalfa's done. If we start getting a lot of rain, say in the end of September, a few showers is one thing. But when we were having wet years, if you didn't have it out by October 1st, you weren't going to get another cutting. But because of the dry years, we've been going into November.
In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, AgNetWest.com.